Terry lives in one of the most remote U.S. towns in the lower 48 states. He didn't grow up here, but he loves this place. And today, it's a location attracting more folks all the time. We explore the vast distances to get there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Terry Houghton had lived in Indiana and North Carolina, but back in 2009, he was looking for work when he couldn't be on his warmer weather construction jobs.
In trying to find something for winter work, I finally had a friend say, hey, you need to come to Texas, Big Bend. So, and had never been to Big Bend. It's a really cool area to visit.
Terry lives in the town of Terlingua, Texas, where we did this interview. It is a place that is a long ways from just about anywhere.
We're 80 miles from like the closest town. So basically, this is what's left of the old Cinnabar mining community that went out of business in 1943.
But in the 60s and 70s, people began moving back to the area, some just looking to get off the grid and into the remote areas of southwest Texas along the Rio Grande. There are plenty of beautiful places to see here. Terry has a favorite that I will admit is mine as well.
My favorite is Santa Elena Canyon, because when you're in the canyon walls are 1,500 feet high. There's places you can camp in there, and there's no one else around. There's no light pollution.
Terry's current home is far different from where he spent his earlier years, but that's fine with him.
I came from North Carolina, where it's a temperate rainforest, and we got trees on our mountains. But now that I've been here, I actually like it here the best. It's just a unique, small community here. Plus, there's plenty of hiking, overnight camping, canoeing, rafting on the river, motorcycle riding. It's a place to come and enjoy.
But there's much more to this story, because Terry is a guide with far-flung adventures who knows this river and these canyons well. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Terlingua, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.